When Alaska legislators or their immediate family members financially benefit from bills, the lawmakers declare they have a conflict of interest. But as long as one other legislator objects to the recusal, the person with the conflict is still required to vote. Anchorage Representative Jason Gren wants to change that to requiring a majority of members to agree to the objection, forcing the lawmaker to vote. Gren's proposed two bills would make it harder for people to vote on issues that might financially benefit themselves.
There's no target with this bill outside of wanting to build public trust and add transparency to what we do as 60 members of the legislature.
Gren is an independent who caucuses with the mostly Democratic House majority. He says Alaska is the only state in the country that makes it so easy for lawmakers with conflicts of interest to vote. Republicans have met the bills with skepticism, saying it unfairly targets legislators who work for oil and gas companies. Eagle River Representative Laura Reinbold noted that some members of the House majority want to change oil and gas tax policies in a way that would require the companies to pay more. She asked Gren about that during a House Judiciary Committee hearing today.
Is there any motivation in any way to alienate or target anybody associated with the oil and gas industry?
Gren says he was motivated by increasing transparency. The League of Women Voters supports the bills. League member Margot Waring read a statement from League President Pat Redmond.
We often hear supporters of the current practice say that to not vote is to deprive a district of its voice. The answer to that is that a vote cast under a cloud also deprives voters of knowing that the vote was cast for the benefit of the district and the state.
Former lawmaker Mike Bradner helped write the rule that allows those with conflicts of interest to vote. He says the new bills present practical challenges.
I consider my senator obligated to vote whether I like his vote or not. Now, at election time, I may take a different view.
Bradner would like to see the rules stay like they are. Members declare their conflicts, they are allowed to vote, and those conflicts are covered by the news media. One of Gren's bills, House Bill 44, would change the law, while the other, House Concurrent Resolution 1, would change House rules. The bills could be discussed by the Judiciary Committee again as soon as Monday.